Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP studio visit. The captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
Provided the public health trends continue, effective May 29th, the gathering limit will be increased to 200 people indoors and 250 people outdoors.
Vacations together, movies together, dinner together.
Getting together with friends, going to the park for a picnic without needing to mask up.
If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask.
And you got to keep on keeping on. Life's a garden, dig it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The point is that we have to find a way to hold officers accountable so they will stop shooting people. You know, for example, we need to spend a lot more time, resources, and emphasis on de-escalation training.
I've said it before. If you hate cops just because they're cops, then feel free to call a criminal, call a meth head.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
In case you haven't heard, Governor Charlie Parker Bacon today scaled back the state's mask mandate. Masks will not be required outdoors starting Friday. Bars can reopen with restrictions on May 29th. Crowds can swell, that's the Boston Globe word, swell to 25% capacity at Fenway Park and TD Garden next month. And this was on the same day. He waited, of course, until he got the okay from St. Anthony Fauci. Joe Biden, they said it's okay to go to a park without a mask on. So we wanted to see how the industries in Massachusetts felt about this. So we're joined now by Robert Walker of Apex Entertainment, and his company owns Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. They own the 110 Grills all over the place in all of the northeastern states, and Eviva Trattoria and all over. And he was one of the plaintiffs who tried to get the state reopened much earlier because of what I think was Governor Parker's unconstitutional use of a Cold War era law to keep the state in lockdown long after it should have been opened up. But we wanted to check in with Robert Walker because he talks to a lot of people, and he's got a lot of businesses here. Robert Walker, what's your initial take on what the governor did today?
You know how he did what he always does. He's a follower. He's not a leader.
Exactly.
It's a shame. It's a shame, really. We elected a leader, and look what we ended up with. It's terrible. You know, I know you've been speaking a lot about Florida and some of the stats down here and how open this state is. And unlike during your intro, you had mumbles there who couldn't speak. But here are the real numbers down in Florida, right? 21 million people and senior population of 4.5 million, or 21% of the population. In Massachusetts, we've got 6.1 million people, 650,000 people over 65. And we have 70% more deaths. So I'm not sure that the governor's math and the science is working quite well. So he really needs to get a new team to give him some fresh numbers.
Well, he cut down the number of deaths in nursing homes last week, just overnight, from 9,000 to 5,500. So he's doing a lot better. He's just, he's working with those numbers.
The elderly people, how we now have a flu epidemic going on?
I guess it's just amazing. I mean, what he gets away with, and nobody calls him out on it.
Well, you do, and there are a few others that do. And I'll tell you, what happened today was just another travesty for business in Massachusetts. That, coupled with the fact that the $300 bonus to payment to stay home and join the Biden artificial wage increase war is just so detrimental to business in Massachusetts and across the country. And, you know, this limit going up, you know, you mentioned Fenway Park, but I'm not sure there's a limit in Home Depot, Walmart, or any grocery store, or marijuana shop, or liquor store. So I'm not sure where these science gods are coming from, but I haven't met one yet that makes any damn sense.
Well, you know, and again, some of the loosening of restrictions is coming on Monday, May 10th, which I believe is the day after Mother's Day. So wouldn't it be more positive for all these businesses that have suffered so much over the past year plus now to let them reopen on Mother's Day weekend? I mean, like singing the day after Mother's Day, singing will be permitted indoors with strict distancing requirements at performance venues, restaurants, event venues, and other businesses. Number one, Robert, what is the difference between a performance venue and an event venue? Do you have any idea?
None whatsoever.
And why is it so? It's singing can kill you until after Mother's Day, but once Mother's Day is over, singing is okay. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, it does, because, you know, that's the gift that our mothers are going to give us, is our life back after Mother's Day. You know, there is no sanity in these rules, Howie. We've been talking about this for well over a year. Can you believe that his announcement and his goal, getting back to life as we once knew it, August 1st, is nearly 18 months after this disastrous governor shut our world down? 18 months.
15 days to flatten the curve. He used those words, 15 days to flatten the curve. We played him last week on the show, and I printed him in my column on Sunday. And you're right, it's and August will be 18 months of the 15 days to flatten the curve.
So as far as the restrictions go, you know, we have a large wedding venue out in Devens, Mass, and we can hold 300-400 people there. And we can have 200 people in a couple weeks, but we can have 100 people today. And three weeks ago, we could only have 50 people. So, again, I just always want to go back to what our argument was when we sued the governor. And where is the science behind all this? None of it ever gets explained. We're just given a little piece of information and told that that's the way it is, accept it. And by the way, if you continue to behave yourself, I'm going to give you a little bit more to feed on in the next couple, 3 weeks. It's incredible. He's just like Quackamo, and he's just like Fauci. They have no idea what they're talking about. They just talk till they can't stop talking. And they end up believing themselves that they're doing a great job.
We're talking to Robert Walker from Apex Entertainment. And how about this one here? I'm just, you know, you're going to see tonight on the local news, or if you go to the websites of the Boston papers, they're going to, Charlie Parker release, reduces restrictions, et cetera, et cetera. You owe it to yourself to actually look at what's in these regulations, because as Robert Walker says, they don't make any sense. Okay, how about this one, Robert Walker? Effective May 29th, subject to public health and vaccination data, the restaurant guidance will be updated to eliminate the requirement that food be served with alcohol and to increase the maximum table size to 10. So May 28th, you could get COVID if you have more than six people at the table, but the next day it's okay to have more than 10. And the COVID will attack you if you're just having a drink at the bar on May 28th, but on May 29th, you can just have a cocktail and not worry about ordering any food, and COVID will leave you alone. Again, where is the science behind that, Robert?
There is no science, Howie. This is all about power. It always has been. And they're going to hang on to this as long as they can, and they're going to release it like the Chinese water torture, drip, drip, drip on your forehead until you either pass out, hang yourself, or lucky enough to sustain your business and move on along after November, because I don't think August is going to be the end of it. I really think this thing's going to drag on till we get into the election season. We'll be talking about masks for a while here. it's all just a circular conversation.
Yeah, it says face coverings order will be relaxed for some outdoor sightings. Face coverings will still be required at all times at indoor public places. Face coverings will also be continued, will continue to be required at all times at events, whether held indoors or outdoors, and whether held in a public space or private home, except for when eating and drinking. It's, yeah, so it's not, this isn't really that much of an improvement, is it?
Well, I'd hate to be getting married in a wedding venue and have to put my mask on for my wedding pictures. It just cost me $50,000 for the event. I mean, it's nuts. But I can sit down and go have champagne and go kiss the guy next to me, and whether he's my husband or not, have a great time. But I can't dance on the dance floor without a mask on. I mean, you could go down the line for 3 hours, Howie, and pick on every single one of these guidance issues. And not one of them you can come up with that makes any sense at all. Not one.
So you
look at the Red Sox.
Yeah. Well, how about that?
You're outdoors. You're in a stadium that holds, what, over 37,000 people, and I can have 5,000 people. What sense does that make? Is it going to blow from left field to right field? Is the COVID going to hit the pesky pole and die, or what's going to happen?
And he specifically said at the press conference today, if you go to Fenway Park, you got to keep your mask on. That was one of the few times he appeared animated. The rest of the time, Robert Walker, I mean, you got to look on the bright side here. He seemed depressed as he even relaxed it even a little bit. Because this is his life now, oppressing everybody else.
It's been going on far, far too long. Far too long, and we need to get back. We need to end the unemployment bonus to stay home. We need to get back to work, get back to life, go have weddings, go to the mall, enjoy yourself, go to the Patriots game and the soccer game and the concerts, and just enjoy life. Because with these clowns in power, if we don't take control, they'll never give it back to us. That's for sure.
Yeah. Attempting to dance in public will lead to your early demise until August 1st. After August 1st, it's okay to dance. Again, recurring question. How does this make sense, Robert? If it's okay to dance on August 1st, why is it not okay to dance now?
The only time I'm going to dance, Howie, is when he goes away in Massachusetts.
When he takes the long walk down the State House steps on Beacon Street,
and he doesn't get in his taxpayer funded police escort car, and doesn't go to all these events that they have to apologize for between Gretchen and Newsom and all of them, they're all a bunch of phonies.
Robert Walker from Apex Entertainment, thanks for being with us, and. Again, keep the faith and keep on keeping on. I guess that's all I can say until this nightmare is totally over. Thanks for the call. Thanks for calling in. Why buy gold? Are you watching what is happening in the world today? Global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, spiking inflation, and the looming Biden tax plan. In the 2008 financial crisis, many Americans lost a large portion of their retirement savings. So, what are you doing now to protect your money? Well, many turn to GoldCo, the leading gold IRA company in the U.S. and four-time Inc. 500 winning company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star customer reviews, you can trust the team at GoldCo to help you protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRA guide that uncovers the secret that financial advisors won't tell you. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay and fall victim to another stock market crash, inflation hike, or dollar decline. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free IRA guide today. If you visit goldco.com/Howie Carr now, goldco.com/Howie Carr now, GoldCo will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's right, up to $10,000 in free silver. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
He's always polite to his callers.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Howie Carr is back.
Support your brain health and cognitive performance with clinically studied ingredients found only in Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews. Get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats Memory and Focus with your purchase of Superbeats Heart Chews when you shop at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who would you vote for in the California governor special election, Gavin Newsom or Caitlyn Jenner?
If it came down to those two, I would vote for Caitlyn Jenner. No question about it.
92% say Caitlyn has their vote.
All right. 844-500-4242. We're going to take a lot of calls on this, and we're going to play some Charlie Parker cuts as well. But, from beyond, Frank Zappa wanted to check in on this continuing prohibition against dance, and he's very angry about it.
Mama, that's it, boo. That's it, boo. Mama, that's it, boo.
But you're going to have to wait, Frank, until August 1st to be a dancing fool in Massachusetts, apparently. Someone says, I can't find any of the data and the science on how dancing spreads the virus. No, I think it's going to be a long search for that. 844-500-4242-508. How do you square your relentless bitching against masks, etc., versus what is going on right now in India? Do you still maintain there's no risk? Maybe there's a risk in India. I'm not in India. I'm in the free state of Florida, which is doing a lot better, as Robert Walker pointed out, than the locked down state of Massachusetts. So, you know, if you want to stay under your bed and worship the COVID gods, go right ahead. But the First Amendment says you have the right to worship as you choose. You don't have the right to impose your religion, your cult, on me. And I tend to think it's a cult at this point. 15 days to flatten the curve, and it's going to take at least 18 months to get out from under this this police state that has been set up. Before we go to the calls, there's a horrible story out of New York. There was a New York City cop killed last night in a he was a hit. He was in a traffic accident on the Long Island Expressway, and he was answering it, and a drunk woman hit him and killed him. He had two little kids, 5 and 3. He just bought a house. It was a very sad story. And the woman who hit him, Jessica Beauvoir, I'm sorry, she said. I'm sorry that I hit him and now he's dead. Asked where she was coming from. This is the New York Post. Beauvoir, who was dressed in a blue crop top, navy pencil skirt, whatever the hell that is, and matching booties, replied, I was coming from the studio. I did a podcast, she added, holding her head down and sobbing as she was placed inside a police vehicle to head to Queens Criminal Court. This is the woman who killed a cop driving drunk. Beauvais' podcast, posted on Facebook last night in the hours before the tragic crash, included anti-police rants and showed her drinking from a small plastic cup. A red Solo, I'm sure. She told police when she was arrested around 2:30 a.m. this morning that she had been downing vodka during the broadcast. Again, anti-police rants while she's getting drunk. Then she goes out in her car drunk and kills a cop with two young kids. Isn't that special? But now she's very sorry. She's very, very sorry. 844. I'll tweet this story out for you if you want to get really angry before dinner tonight, or after dinner, as the case may be. Suspect in fatal NYPD cop crash gives tearful apology. We'll be right back, and we'll take your calls and play some Charlie Parker cuts. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios. You're enjoying your day, everything's going your way. Then along comes Charlie Parker. Always there to tell you about a new disease, a car accident or killer bees. You beg her to spare you, Charlie, please. But you can't stop Charlie Parker.
You know, we've all been to Fenway Park. You know, we have things we want to do at Fenway Park. I remember my most memorable moment. I always listened to the baseball games on the radio when I was a kid, before they were all on TV. And I got invited up to be in the booth for just a half inning or so with Joe Castiglione a few years back when RKO had the Red Sox games. I mean, that was my big moment. I didn't want to inflict myself on anybody, but it was just a nice thing to do. Other people want to catch a home run or a foul ball. Other people want to go to the World Series. Charlie Parker, though, he has a different dream. He wants to force people to act in a certain way when they go to Fenway Park. I mean, listen to this. Cut 16.
No, what we said all along here is whether you're vaccinated or not is less important to us than the nature of the venue you're talking about, or the place you're talking about, and what the rules are that exist for that particular place. So whether you're vaccinated, if you go to Fenway Park, whether you're vaccinated or not, we're going to expect you to wear a mask and socially distance, period.
I'd like to see him running for governor for the first time he won in 2014. If you elect me, I'm going to force you, if you go to Fenway Park, to wear a mask! You think he would have won the election? I don't. Some tells me he would not have prevailed. You got a favorite one you like here, Taylor?
I think I wrote down a couple here. He was kind of a little wimpy and sad at the whole thing. But my favorite one, and I think this is Charlie Parker showing his age, was cut 18 here.
Do you still have reservations about vaccine passports, or what if that becomes the norm?
Say again?
When it comes to vaccine passports, last time I asked you, you mentioned could be seen as a barrier for some. What if that becomes the norm or more widely used in the private sector? Do you still see issues with that, or has your stance changed?
I don't understand the question.
How do you feel now about vaccine passports?
Passports?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you were asking me about a vaccine task force.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that first dose really affects your hearing, doesn't it?
I guess so. So then he gets a little angry, you know, because they're asking him, you know, how are you making these decisions? These, you know, just deciding out of thin air what date some businesses can start and other businesses can start at another time, and 6 people to 10 people and all this. And he gets angry about this. Cut 20.
We have hundreds of thousands of businesses of all different shapes and sizes that do all kinds of different things that are spread across 351 cities and towns. The idea that we should have one set of rules for all of them as we come back out of this thing just doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Well, we do have one set of rules. It's your set of rules. It's your way or the highway. You're the only one that's making these decisions, these ridiculous decisions, along with the corrupt Department of Public Health that presided over the 65,000 falsified drug tests, over the deaths at the caused by the New England compounding pharmacy that presided over the Holyoke soldiers home where 76 veterans died. These are the people that are making the decisions. They're making the set of rules. Who knows? The Department of Public Health? Why don't you clean up the Department of Public Health and the Registry of Motor Vehicles and the Massachusetts State Police and the Department of Children and Families? Why do you tolerate this corruption while you're trying to drive legitimate businesses out of existence, crushing them? 844-500-4242. And here he is. He's playing the victim card here. I had to make the tough decisions. Of course, they were all wrong, but somebody had to make the wrong-headed, stupid, calamitous, catastrophic decisions. Cut 19.
And I also get the fact that in many cases, a lot of these decisions that we needed to make based on the data that was available were destined to make lots of people unhappy.
Just because you destroyed their businesses, their livelihoods for no reason, while you were allowing thousands of elderly people to die in nursing homes, because, again, your Department of Public Health wasn't bothering to apparently regulate them enough. 844-500-4242, 508. Can we thank Chris Sununu for dragging Baker to some level of mass relaxation? I guess maybe we can.
I don't know. I don't see this as mask relaxation, though. I mean, I see it as nobody was really following this mask outside suggestion to begin with. And if they were, they were morons. And he left in there that you're going to be wearing masks indoors until possibly after August 1st.
Until forever.
Yeah. This is not over. There was no announcement today that had any impact on my life. There was no new normal, new return to normalcy announced today. He made an announcement that wasn't an announcement.
Well, he felt he had to do something because of Fauci and Biden, you know, relaxing it a little bit, probably because the poll numbers are bad and because the fact that everybody else in New England has started to loosen up a little bit. Let's have a couple of Polito cuts here. This is Karen, pay to play Polito. This is she's got the good news on the singing. Cut 11.
Also effective May 10th, singing will be permitted indoors at performance venues and events, and there are strict requirements relative to this. You will be able to also find those at mass.gov/reopening.
Strict requirements. Is that the kind of music you can sing, Taylor? Or is it how loud you can sing? How about chants? Will chants be allowed before May 10th?
Maybe no beatboxing, because that's spitting, and that spreads the COVID a lot more easily.
And this is one of my favorites. I've been mentioning it all afternoon about how after the certain date, COVID will no longer attack you if you're only having a drink at the bar. But up until, you know, another couple of weeks or so, you can still be struck down and killed by COVID if you just attempt to have a drink without having any food. Cut 12.
The restaurant guidance will be updated and will apply to both restaurants and those other establishments I just noted to no longer require food with alcohol service. Table party sizes will be increased to 10 on effective May 29th.
Could we have some scientific data on how it's going to be different in May? From going from 6 diners at a table to 10 diners at a table? Does anybody know that? One last thing before we go back to the phone lines. Today is an anniversary in the annals of COVID, the annals of the panic. And that is 4 weeks ago today, Rochelle Walensky made an ominous statement, the head of the CDC.
I'm going to lose the script, and I'm going to reflect on the recurring feeling I have of impending doom. We have so much to look forward to, so much promise and potential of where we are, and so much reason for hope. But right now, I'm scared.
She's a scared. That was 4 weeks ago. The 7-day average in new COVID cases 4 weeks ago when she announced impending doom was 62,515. Today, the 7-day average is 54,405, and it's falling. I guess that's impending doom, Taylor. That means it's coming to an end. Oh, my God. I was right. I had every reason to be scared. The number of cases is falling. Soon I won't be on TV every day. Oh, no. Wendy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Wendy. You there, Wendy?
Hello. Hey, listen, Howie. I'm seeing that Mr. Parker once again is imitating a cricket when it comes to houses of worship. I'm hearing that there's singing allowed in every other place, but houses of worship haven't been named, so I'm waiting to use my hymnal, and I don't know what he's doing.
Well, they did not. I looked over the announcement pretty closely, and they didn't mention anything about churches. You're right about that, Wendy.
Yeah, it just seems to be consistent with him. I mean, there's a full bias, and I don't think that that it's something that just keeps being overlooked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're saying. They don't seem to. The only time that they allowed the churches to reopen was when the churches threatened to sue them. You know, they had opened the golf courses, but they hadn't reopened the churches. And then the churches just said, "Well, we're going to hire a lawyer," and then they backed down. But you're right. I mean, it's still there's still multiple standards here that are, and most of them involve whether or not you hire the right lobbyist. And the right lobbyist is usually somebody who's very close to the Baker pay-to-play Polito administration. Thanks for the call, Wendy. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie. I'm calling about the N95 masks. Here it is, what, 15 months later, and we still don't have N95s for everybody? So for the sake of argument, say they're effective. If I have an N95, I don't care who else wears them.
Right.
As long as I've got mine on. But with these rags they got us wearing now, we have to depend on everybody else wearing one.
Well, Bob, honestly, I wouldn't worry too much about it. But, you know, you can't get an N95 mask. You can't go on to Amazon or Walmart or somewhere and order one.
It's been about a month since I looked, but they were limiting them to health professionals.
Well, do you ever think about becoming Dr. Bob for a day or so?
What? I'm sorry?
Become Dr. Bob. Yes, I'm a health professional. Just say it.
Well, I have a couple that I bought years ago.
Well, there you go. You're okay, Bob. Thanks for the call. Mia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mia.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
I'm a bit nervous talking because I'm a healthcare provider. I work in critical care. And, you know, it's a bit, I know many people like myself have questioned a lot of what's gone on since the beginning, because we know and we have studied and we've been educated that viral illnesses are seasonal and regional, and that our response to COVID-19 goes against long established standards in public health.
Right.
And I don't know if you're familiar with like the Great Barrington Declaration, but I follow.
No.
And
right. Yeah, right. We were talking about that earlier today. I know what you mean. Yes.
You know, and unfortunately, like this poor coach at Pembroke Academy in New Hampshire came out and said, geez, I really don't think this makes any sense that my athletes wear masks. He was fired from his job. He was on Fox News. And I personally was inspired by Rose McGowan, who was on Fox News last night, and she's essentially a liberal. However, she's said, hey, listen, the Democrats is almost like a cult-like party now, and people are just blindly following. I mean, you're seeing these people out on a windy day, you know, wearing masks, and it's incredible, or driving alone in their car. And if you think that you're being altruistic by staying in your house, having Uber Eats deliver your food, and, you know, working remotely, you're just pushing the burden of the disease on other people.
Yeah, and there's never been a situation in history where you locked down a healthy population to try to stop a virus. It's just crazy. It's totally ascientific. And when these people say they're following the data, the science, they're following science fiction. Thanks for the call, Mia. We'll be right back with more. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
That's COVID surveillance. Cut two.
Okay. We're keeping up with ongoing COVID surveillance. We continue to test about 100,000 people a day, far exceeding testing in most other states.
Now, does he have to get a warrant? Does he have to go to the FISA court or just a local district or superior court, state court?
It's covered under the Patriot Act.
Okay. COVID surveillance. How does a citizen recognize a COVID out on the street? Should a citizen attempt to make an arrest himself, or should he call 911? Should COVID be considered armed and dangerous? Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Let's see here. That's enough. Bruce, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bruce.
Howie, through this whole pandemic thing, you know what I felt like? Really and truly, Howie, I felt like a third or fourth grader out on a field trip and they're telling us everything we got, every step we got to make, everything we got to do. We're grown men and women. We got families. We got friends that have businesses. Look at the summer shack.
We've been treated like children, and that's the way they like to treat us. This has been very intoxicating for the politicians, and the fact that that Charlie Parker is a nominal Republican has meant no difference. He's been worse than most of the Democrat governors. Thanks for the call, Bruce. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Howie, how are you today?
Good.
Howie, these people, how do we expect them ever to go back to work when they're getting unemployment, that bonus money, and then they're also getting mass health besides, free health care? I mean, you know, do we have socialism going on completely in the state?
Right. Well, Jim, don't forget, too, that they said that they waived the first, you don't have to pay taxes on the first $10,000 you get in unemployment. So, I mean, it's free money up to, you know, for the first $10,000. It's no wonder nobody's going back to work. You just heard Robert Walker talking about it. He's having a tough time finding workers. Everybody owns a restaurant. Everybody owns any kind of business. They can't find Uber and Lyft drivers anymore either. I'm Howie Carr.